That was good. That was possibly the best time of your life. Good life, yeah. Had a good time with all my mates, didn't I?
Obviously, we all know what happened next. You were then arrested, you were taken to a cell and you were questioned. But you were in there for a long time, weren't you, without knowing what was going on, because you weren't charged?
No, I don't think I was charged for maybe 2-3 weeks until the guards gathered enough evidence to put on me. I didn't know what I was accused of for maybe 3-4 weeks until I went and stood for bail. And then that's when it hit me, because the first lawyer never told me what was happening or what I was accused of or nothing like that. It was only when I first went for bail that I first knew what I was getting accused of. And then after that, we got a proper lawyer in and we started preparing my defence then, but it was too quick.
And then we all saw pictures of you go on trial back home as well. And when you heard that guilty verdict, I mean, everyone back here on Merseyside was shocked. Can you talk me through when you heard that? I mean, what was it like?
It weren't much of a shock. I was expecting a guilty verdict because nothing went right for me in the trial. I think everything went against me, so I was shocked at the sentence, really. I weren't expecting to go there and walk away. I knew that weren't going to happen. The court wouldn't allow it, so I weren't really shocked with the guilty. I was shocked with the sentence. That's what really shocked me.
It is a long sentence. It's 15 years, isn't it? I mean, when you heard that read out, you must have just been devastated.
Yeah, that was possibly like the reason why it hit me so hard. Because everyone was speaking to me that it wouldn't be that long, or it won't be as long as everyone thinks. And then when it come up like that, no one could really expect that. Everyone was shocked.
And you've been in prison for around about 7 months or so now. What's it like being away from your family for that long?
Horrible at first, but I'm kind of used to it now. At first, I was just homesick all the time and not so good, but now I'm just used to it and the days fly now, so it's not as bad as I first started.
That's it. I presume you must kind of get used to the routine. What's your day like when you get up? What happens?
I get up for a check-up around 5, 6 o'clock, and then it's back to bed for a bit. And then I'm out from 12 to 1:30. I go to the gym. After that, I have something to eat and really just do what I want to do, really. That's the good thing about it. I have my own freedom to do what I want.
We've heard kind of stories that you've had privileges taken off you and things.
Yeah.
Is that true?
But it weren't just for me, it was people all over Bulgaria, the PlayStation 2 and the DVDs. So I tried to keep it, but they took it off me in the end, but I'm not really bothering them.
So is it just a case of trying to fill your days in with
more
activities?
Yeah, just trying to do as much as possible.
And you share a cell, don't you? Is it four of you that are in there?
Yeah, four, yeah.
And does anyone speak English? Because it must be quite hard trying to talk to people.
It's like a room for like foreigners in the prison. There's one Ukrainian person, and he speaks a bit of English, so I can get along with him all right. If I get moved to Sofia, I think there'll be many people who speak English there, so that'll be all right.
Now, no, you probably won't want to go into too much detail about Graham Sankey, but everybody on Merseyside knows who he is, and obviously he came forward and confessed to the attack that you've been convicted of. And what are your feelings about him now? I mean, at first, when you heard he confessed, I presume your emotions must have been mixed, but what are your feelings now?
A bit of anger, really, because that he's let it go on, that he hasn't come over and done something about it, you know. He said that he was sorry for it and that he wanted to get me out and that he was sorry for the attack, but he doesn't really seem that sorry. Otherwise he would have been over here and tried to get it sorted, but he hasn't. So it just shows that what he really thinks.
And you've had lots of witnesses come forward as well, haven't you, and back up your story, so that must give you some hope.
It really does. What I'm hoping for now is a retrial, and then we can really get really what happened and get said in court.
And you've got an appeal. You've got an appeal date, haven't you? It's May 11th. It's a long way away, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's not such a bad thing, though, because it gives me time to prepare my defence now. Whereas last time, it was rushed so quickly. I never had so much time. This time, I've got some time to prepare everything. And so it gives. Maybe you can go into more detail, because we never went into detail at the trial. It was just different people saying different things, pointing at me.
It must be very confusing for you, because I know back here it's confusing for us trying to work out how their system works, because it is very complicated, isn't it?
I think I know it now, so I know really what's going to happen.
Do you ever regret going out to the Champions League final? Do you ever think I wish I'd never gone?
No, you can't regret that, because you don't know what's going to happen, so you can't really regret that, no.
And I'm sure your parents have been telling you that Radio City and Magic back here, we've been campaigning for you, we've had all kinds. What's your reaction to that?
Brilliant, really. It's good to know that everyone back home knows the truth. Just waiting to see if I can get the truth out here, really.
And I don't know how much you know, we've had we had a big banner around the top of the tower here with your name on. We've had people texting, emailing in. We've had all kinds of things going on. What's your message to the listeners?
Keep going, really. Just keep going. It'll all come good in the end, really. It's just a matter of time. No, it's just a matter of waiting to get it out.
And we've even had the likes of Jamie Carragher, Didi Amand, John Aldridge have all been on backing you and talking to us about you. That must kind of that must be a bit of a shock for you.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem real, really. When my mum and dad tell me, it doesn't really seem real. I think when I come home one day, and then that's when it'll pop a hell out of me. And that's when I'll realise how big it is. But right now, it doesn't seem really real when you hear these things.
And you mentioned your mum and dad there. You've seen them over Christmas, haven't you? Could you see them Christmas Day?
No, I've never seen them Christmas Day. I've seen them 2 days before Christmas. And I've seen them a day after Boxing Day. So that's an okay visit then.
So what was it like Christmas for you? I mean, it must have been hard when your family had to leave, though.
Yeah, it was. I just blanked out as best as I could, really. Just forgot about it. I mean, it's hard, like, when it's all over the television and that, but you just try not to think about it. And like I was saying, I'm over the worst now, so it won't be so hard now.
And we've heard reports that you weren't so well and you'd lost quite a lot of weight. How are you feeling now?
No, I'm okay now. That was at the beginning, but I'm okay now. I went in a very good place at the beginning, then he brought me to the prison. The prison's a lot better. You're allowed a lot more freedom and a lot of your own food and that, so you're okay.
And obviously, we just had New Year. So what are your hopes for the New Year? You have got this appeal penciled in, haven't you? You're just hoping that it'll...
really hope for a retrial and get the truth out. That's really what I'm hoping for.
And your family back here, you must be so proud of how well they're doing.
Yeah. They're the reason why I'm not sitting here looking at 15 years and no hope whatsoever. They're the reason why I'm sitting here looking at a retrial and getting out before the year, or why I could be on with it before the end of the year. If it weren't for them, then I'd be sitting here looking at it, possibly doing it. But with them, I'm not going to go right down.
So you do believe that that's it? You will be home soon?
Yeah, I think it'll sort itself out in the end. I think after, I don't think people can sit back and let it go any longer. Just, there's too much gaps in it now. That's it. There's just too many answers that need questioning, and they can't really refuse a retrial. Yeah, I think they have to give it.
You talk me through your days and what you get up to, but there must be points though where you sit there. I presume when you go to bed at night, you must.
Yeah.
It must go through. What goes through your head then?
It's what everyone's doing back home. It's what all my mates are doing, or what's happening in the house right now. Just stuff like that. Trying to think like what to do. I think New Year was the worst. It was the lights went out at 2 o'clock here, and that meant 12 o'clock back home, and Tuesday went out. That's when I started to think, like, what's everyone doing now, where is everyone? But as soon as I got over it, I was all right then.
And I know your mum and dad have been keeping you up to date with what's been going on, and another thing that we did, that Radio City and Magic did, we got your picture on a big wagon and we drove it to Blackburn to Jack Straw's office. So
yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Your mum says you're quite shy, so you'll be embarrassed that your picture's been down the motorway.
Yeah.
But what does that mean to you when you sat in the cell? That must kind of give you hope.
Yeah, it's good to know that even back home, not allowing it to happen, if they're going to fight for it and not allow this to happen.
What would you have been doing now? Would you have been going back to college, or would you be getting a job?
Yeah, possibly. I would have been, I completed a course before I came out here, and I was looking for a job on the railway, and I was trying to get a job before I came out here, and I would have carried on doing it, or possibly got a job when I got home.
So it must be quite strange now to think, you know, you had all these plans, you went out to the Champions League final, and now your life's taken a totally different turn, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So what do you hope to do when you get home?
Don't really know. Just try and settle back into the old what I used to do, but I know that it'll be difficult.
And you know as well that one of the Liverpool games in Bulgaria, we also had a banner for you there on the pitch.
Yeah, and I think it got covered up.
It did get covered up, but I think in itself that made it more prominent.
Yeah, I think that made more headlines. I think that was good, actually. Show what the mentality over here is. Different mentality to what it is back home.
And I know your family back here are just... I've never seen a family that are so close. So it must be... sort of nice in one way that you know they're all fighting for you, but you must miss that as well.
Yeah, it is. Best reason that keeps me going, really.
And what's it like when your mum comes to see you?
It's all right. At the beginning, when my dad used to come and see me, he wouldn't allow me because it weren't so good. But now I'm okay. There's nothing really to get upset about, so I'm okay now. At the beginning, where I was in a different place, it weren't so good. But right now, it's okay. And I can sometimes I can have open visits, so that's okay. And I can talk to them and that.
So you've given us a call now. What will happen for the rest of the day today then?
It's raining, so I don't think I'll go outside to the gym. I don't know. Try and watch the highlights for Liverpool. See if the highlights are on the television from yesterday.
So you do get a bit of chance to kind of keep up with the football and stuff?
Yeah. It's mostly on the television sometimes. I'm going to have to go now anyway.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
And I hope to speak to you again soon. You take care.
Okay, thanks for that.